Today's the Yortzeit of the Oyev Yisrael, the Apter Rav, Tzchusi Yagin Aleinu. Talmud of the Noam Elimelech, one of the great giants in the history of our people. And I just want to share a piece from the Oyev Yisrael from Parshas Bo, related to Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach, which is coming up. I think that there's an inyan which needs clarification. When we speak about the concept of galus and geula and what that entails, not just the galus and the geula mitzad klal Yisrael as a nation, but in our lives, the back and forth between the galuses which we experience in our personal lives and those moments of geula and this ratz of eshov, this constant back and forth, these ups and downs in our lives. If I were to ask you, what is the determining factor of geula? I think we would get many answers. I think that one thing that we would say is that the difference between galus and geula is going to Eretz Yisrael, being in Eretz Yisrael, not being in Eretz Yisrael, to have a certain relief from the Ummus HaOlam, that they shouldn't oppress us. And in fact, this is perhaps the mashmaus of the Gemara. The Gemara makes a statement, and this is Paskin of the Rambam that way. The Ein Bein, there's no difference between the curtain state of Galus and what will be Lasalav on the times of Mashiach, Ela Shibud Malchias Belvad. The difference is that we won't be oppressed anymore. Like the Gemara says, that the reason why the Geulah from Paras and Madai in the times of Mordechai and Esther, it wasn't a Geulah Sa'ilam because Akati Avdi D'Achashverosh Hanan, because we're still slaves of Achashverosh, and that still stands true till today. But we have to understand the Oymek of what Chazal mean, as if to say that the only thing which we're waiting for is that there shouldn't be any more a Shibud Malchias, that's it. No talk about a Beis HaMikdash, no talk about a transformation of the world, going back to what we think of, what we know at least, to be Koidim, the Chet of Adam HaRishon, whatever that state of world was, of man was, the only difference is Shibud Malchias Bavad. What is this thing that we're waiting for? And when we understand what that is, we can understand properly what Galus means. So listen to these words of the Heilig Ohayv Yisrael. He writes in Parashas Bo that the Arizal tells us, and the Sfar Makdoshim write about this at length, if we hone in on what the Nakuda of Galus was in the times of Mitzrayim, it's what the Ari calls the Galus of Das. Das, I guess, can be translated as knowledge. And of course, this is, I'm sure, triggering thoughts in your mind about the chait of the Eitz HaDas, the pagam in the Das from the very beginning of creation, and how that affected this Galus of Das in Mitzrayim. And he goes on this inyan and he writes, Ki ikar ha-galus u-galus ha-das. I'm skipping a few words here and there. Ki kishaba el ha-adam yisurin v'tzoros chas v'shalom. If yisurin or tzoros befall one, chas v'shalom. Azim daito v'sichlom yushavin alav. If a person receives them with a das and a seichel meyushav, with a yishuv hadas, einam nechshavim hayisurin be'einav klom, then there are no yisurim to him. Ki yoideya u'ma'amin be'emes shehakol hu toivayis me'itoyis barach v'sala. Because the das which he has allows him to know and to believe that be'emes, everything is goodness. The ikar ha-yisurin v'ha-galas asher l'ha-adam, so therefore the ikar yisurin and galas, which we experience, hu kishadaito eina meyushavis alav, is when we lack yishuv hadas. Azai hu margish v'nafsho goydel hatsaras v'yisurin, because when we are lacking yishuv hadas, we experience the suffering. Ki ein loyi b'malahes chazik v'litin eitzas v'nafsho eichem ala asayis. And he doesn't know how to have chizik to cope and to deal and to manage with the stresses which he's enduring. But when he cries out to the Ribbono Shel'Olam and he says, Hashem, help me, Hashem responds by sending him da'as. He comes to an understanding. This takes him out of his galus. And this is true with our greater galus, v'havein, and understand this well. And he signs off. Although he continues, but this is the nekud of the piece. What is the Aftarav telling us about galus? What is he telling us about geula? How is he explaining the galus of das? And what does geula and yishuv hadas have to do with geula? What the Hilga Aftarav is telling us is that if we think that the circumstances are the source of our galus, that itself is a galus. Geula means a das, and das means knowing an emuna and a truth about the Ribbono Shel Olam, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the good. And when that emuna is a das, and when we receive that with a clarity, and we're makabel it with a certainty, and a certainty in a das means a yishuv hadas, that it gives a person a composure, and it gives a person a stability of mind and consciousness, and he has a keli to receive these truths, then it doesn't matter what's going on around him. Because the circumstances don't define me. What defines me is my das. And if I'm in a state of clarity, because my das is miyushav, then I'm in a state of geula. And it could be that the people all around me are suffering and they're falling, and they're not managing. But that's not because their circumstances are different than mine. Everything is measured by das. Das is the determining factor. Now, understand this nekuda, we don't have time to delve into this, that there have been many generations over the course of our history which have been so close to the geula shlema but have not yet succeeded in doing so. Take, for example, the das, the door of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was the greatest chacham of all time. And he was a channel which brought exceeding amounts of chachma and bina and das into the Eretz Yisrael, into the Jewish people, into the whole world. Yet it wasn't the final geula. And this needs to be understood. Why wasn't the door of Shlomo, which was so great, that the generation of which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, aha, this is it, this is what I was waiting for? And their answer is because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want a das and a chachma of which a person says about it, I get it, that's why I'm okay. That's not a completion of das. If I can understand and explain why things are, and that's what gives me my comfort, that's not the das that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the peak nachas from. The das that Hashem Yisbarach wants, and this again, this is a deep subject, and I hope we have siyata deshmaya to understand this. The das that Hashem Yisbarach wants is a das which is one with emuna. Not that I know and I know how to explain and it makes sense to me and that's why I'm okay. Because that's a das which is not one with emuna. A das of emuna means that I know the Ribbono Shel Olam, not that I know the circumstances, not that I can explain what's going on around me and that's what gives me my security. It means a das in Hashem. And when I have a das in Hashem, the circumstances around me or in my life are irrelevant. Because I know the master of the world. And I have emuna that everything he does is for the good. And there are so many levels of emuna. But there's a type of emuna that a person has a das in that. That it's a clarity. That it's a vadai to him. And therefore it doesn't matter what's going on in my life. I have an understanding and a clarity which gives me a das miyushav. A sense of peace and serenity knowing that the Ribbono Shel Olam only gives good. And when that becomes clear to a person, he may be experiencing hits to his right, to his left, and disappointments and pain, but it doesn't faze him. It doesn't hurt him. Rabbi Yisrael, it's shayach such an emunah that a person can receive a slap in the face and he can feel a tam which is pleasant. They say stories about tzaddikim who lived in our times, that they had surgeries and operations and they got hurt and they weren't margish anything. Because they had emuna and bitachon, which was so real, is what the Gemara calls yisu and shalahava. Everything is dependent upon a person's das. The more that we know about the nervous system, the more that that's true as well. How it relates to the brain. But deeper than that. The ikar is das. And when we think that circumstances are going to change who we are and in our lives, we're making big mistakes. If we think that by running to Eretz Yisrael when we have tzaris is going to change things, it's a mistake. It's not the circumstances which need to change, which make us better, or which will improve our lives. It's our das, it's internal, it's within ourselves. It's how much we allow the das of the Ribbono Shel Olam to become one with me. It's am I standing by Har Sinai and I look up and I feel in my life there's an Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yotzeicha Meretz Mitzrayim. You could be in Mitzrayim, you could be at Har Sinai, you don't even have to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Shleimus of the Geula for Bnei Yisrael took place at Har Sinai in the Sinai Desert to teach us that Geula is a state of Das and Golus is a state of Das. There's nobody who can make those differences. Rather, me and my relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam and the people in my life who help me understand Him and who He is and His oneness better with each and every passing day. And that can be detected in my life as I have more Yishuv HaDas. That when the Das settles within me, that gives me my peace and my state of Geula. This is what the Navi speaks about. But before we get to that, this is what the Gemara means. There is no difference, Rabbi Yisai, between this world and the world of the Gula, which we're waiting for. Ella Shibun Malchias. The world around us doesn't need to change. It's our Das which needs to change. And there are people amongst us right now, the Tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael, who are already in that state of Das. And they're living lives of Geula. And what they want more than anything is that the rest of the Jewish people should have that. There was nothing more that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. Miyitin kolam Hashem neviim, that everybody should be like him. Because for Moshe Rabbeinu, going into Eretz Yisrael wasn't going to be the determining factor whether he had a Geula Dika life or a Golus Dika life. He never made it into Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe was higher than Eretz Yisrael. Because if you have a Das, that you have the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Eretz Yisrael is secondary. It's not the place, it's the Das. It's the Das of Moshe. And this is really what a Chassan tells his Kalender of the Chuppah, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. They're going to build a home. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael means that what goes on within these Dalan Amos, if it's Kedas Moshe, then there's a Geula in this home. And what goes on out of these four walls of this house, if there's no Das Moshe there, so there's Geulas to the rest of the world. But every single person, according to his measure of Das, determines his state of Geula in his life. That's the difference of what Chazal speak about. There's no difference between Shiva and Malchias other than Shiva and Malchias. Everything else is Das. That in itself is Das. So whether or not that the world is going to be an electronic world, it's going to go back to prehistoric times, or there's going to be no electricity, who cares? If you have the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have everything. What do we need? What do we need to touch what it's going to be like? All we know is that the oneness of Hashem will be revealed. And that's all I need to know. That's good enough for me. I have emunah bitachon in Ribbono Shel Olam that He's going to do everything good. I don't need to know why. I don't need to have to explain things. As long as I know that I have the Ribbono Shel Olam, what else do I need? And this is what the Navi speaks about. The Navi says, a person shouldn't be praise himself about his wealth, about his strength, nothing else other. Ki im bezois yishalol hamisalo. The only thing virtuous that a person should praise himself for, haskil v'yadoya yisi. Do you know me or do you not know me? That's all there is. And Chazal say, "Umala ha'aretz deyas Hashem," that the way that the Navi explains the times of Lasalavo is that the world will be filled with Das Hashem. Kamayim layam chasim, like the waters, like they cover the ocean. That's how much Das there will be in this world, and that's the best description that we need to know. Is that when the world is filled with the oneness of Hashem, that a clear Das, we can be in that state now. And this is really what the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. Yetzias Mitzrayim is about coming to a state of Das, that it becomes clear to a Jew that he's in Hashem's hands. Like the story of the Rimanover, that after a Seder once, he walked outside, and he saw a goy walking down the street, and he looked at the guy and he turned to his talmidim and he said, they still have these things, they still exist in the world. That he left the Seder with such a state of das that he couldn't differentiate anymore between the times of Mashiach and the times that he was living in. They still have these around, they're still going like this in the world. He couldn't understand, he didn't know where he was. And there are people who are living in their Dal and Amos with that das. And that's what we want. We want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a great das. But a great das is not that I can explain it. It's that I know that I have the Ribbono Shel Olam. The more that a person understands the greatness of Hashem, and understanding Hashem means more and more emunah, more and more emunah, knowing that I have no understanding and He is so great and He can do endless and He's Ein Sof and His Rachmanis is Ein Sof. This is the difference in our personal lives and the lives of Klal Yisrael, which will determine the difference between Golus and Geula. Is the Aleph in the word or is the Aleph not in the world? Hashem Yisbarach should help us that in these times of Tzaris, that there's a lot of uncertainty. We don't know what Hashem Yisbarach wants from coronavirus and what's going to be with this, what's going to be with that. The Yishav Adas that a person has, not because he goes to psychologists and because this, because he has trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Ikar Hishtadlus. The more that we place our faith in Him and we know that He runs this world and that He's one and that we're in His gentle hands, this is what we need. And we don't need to know what's going to happen. We don't need to darshan, is Mashiach coming or not? That's Hashem's Esek. Doesn't matter. A person can live in his own Dal and Amos and have that das, and it's all that he needs. We should be zeicher that through this tzar, we should be talking be zeicher to that. Which is the key and the key of the pasuk of Malah Arts Deyas Hashem, the coming of Mashiach, the king of a carved mamish. Amen. Ashkayach. Amen.